sure. Fuck it. Yeah. Everybody roll performance to see. Oh, God.
Suck it.
Oh.
Welcome back to Dungeons & Grunts, where a bunch of military folks get together to play some D&D. Here we got myself playing as Something Wong. I am a mystery monk. I'm not going to reveal my class quite yet. And then we got the others. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hello, I am Eric, and I am playing as Vajayjay, the barbarian Goliath with a stature so massive he uses his dragging tree trunk to smack even dragons around.
Reporting in as your deadly wood elf rogue is unfiltered army vet by the name of Alex. But you and Chappie can call me Daddy.
Hello, my name is Chappie, and I play the character Donk. A firbolg light cleric with a colossal ass that he's blissfully unaware of.
Howdy, you bunch of misfits and weirdos. The name's Haybale, and guess what? I'm your goddamn dungeon master today.
All right, now, Bale, go ahead and take us off.
Sweet. All righty. So, last we left off, our party was defending themselves against an ambush. After being properly detained, a little bit of flirting, thieving, and pissing on some shoes, the party was brought to the southern gate. Donk had spent the night at the Baron's Manor having a lovely discussion with the military captain, Seguent, and Donk was given proper bedding and care and met with the rest of the party, who may or may not have smelt a little bit like piss. After being instructed on the task of finding out what is causing a magical signature detected from a theorized ancient city long thought forgotten, the party was given a bag of provisions and set off, being escorted by three guards, one of which being Delna, a hardy dwarven woman that Vajay may or may not have offended and called a bitch. Upon their travel, the group was ambushed, the two of the guards being slaughtered by a rain of arrows. Party then adeptly killed off the goblins hiding in the trees and fought off the bugbears that had charged them from behind. Delna, having been rendered unconscious and nearly killed, was luckily saved by a lucky roll, and the party proceeded to kill the bugbears. However, right as we ended, the party heard a little rustling at the tree line. What do you guys do?
All right, so are we regrouped right now?
Intercept.
You guys just finished this combat encounter.
Okay. And then
you
we
think
heard,
they found us because I don't smell like piss?
It was a different god that I pissed on shoe. So it says not piss.
Are you just saying this out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Chappie said it's probably the piss.
Okay, as you guys hear that rustling...
Perception walking, roll. I'm whipping out my dagger.
Sure. What's your rolling, big boy?
Just a 9.
Yeah, you didn't... You didn't see him before this person walked out from the tree line, but as whoever's walking out, you kind of hear a clapping, and you see standing before you guys is a tall, roughly about 5'11", tiefling man, very lethe, deep purple skin, almost black in color with black eyes, like pure iris, and scalia, whatever the word is, completely black. He has a scar running from his left eye to the bottom of his neck. He has, six horns, and they're pulled very sharply back over his slick back hair. They're engraved with strange symbols, and his hair is also black in coloration. He wears a very long leather trench coat with well-fitted metal pauldrons on the shoulder and metal on the sleeves. He wears a heavy wool shirt with some leather bandoliers across the chest. He has some knives attached to the bandolier. His hands aren't gloved, his fingers ending in sharp nails. Wearing also leather boots with steel-plated toes. After clapping, looks at you guys and looks over at Delna and says, "Well, shit, Delna. Thought you'd been a little bit better than that. You guys must be the replacements, I'm assuming."
"And who you might be?"
"You can call me Cal. I'm was with that scouting party We had gotten to Azad, and, well, if you are here, you might know that they were sadly put down by the goblins that you're looking at right now, which, speaking of, and he walks towards the goblins and he starts cutting off the ears and starts stuffing them in a satchel in his jacket.
Is that a currency around here? Because I might start collecting ears too.
Well, I mean, some places might be having a goblin hunt. No, they're good for making certain brews for poisons and things I need.
So, who are you? What did you coordinate all this? What's going on here?
This ambush? No, I watched it. I've been following them for about 30 minutes now. Once I saw them laying out this ambush, I was curious who it was going to be, and saw Delna and those two other guards, rest their souls, walking over here, and I thought, well, you must be the replacements for the other scouts I had.
So I'd like to ask.
Yes. Go ahead.
Just to ask a question. How are you the only one who survived among your fellow scouts?
He kind of moves his jacket a little bit, and he kind of pats a rapier on his side and says, "Select group in training. I do have some special little talents that most don't like, but at the very least, I can fight off a couple of goblins that try to slit my throat in the middle of the night."
Okay. And just to confirm, what was our mission again?
You guys...
meet with an agent, I believe, right?
Yeah, you guys are going to be meeting up with an agent, and you guys are going to continue the investigation of this believed lost city due to this strange magical signature being detected. But as he's saying that, Delna kind of looks at you guys, kind of holding her arm a little bit, holding back a little bit of stamina, some blood bleeding from her arm. She goes, "Well, I think that's all on my part. I'm gonna go back to Rustum and rest up a bit. You have a good time. Don't die."
Can I walk up to her and put a bandage on her arm?
You have any bandages or cloth?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
I do. I'm a backpack.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Make a medicine check for me.
11. I hook her up.
You bandage it okay. You definitely stop the blood flow.
Good. Can I look into her eyes?
You can. Are you trying to? What are you trying to do with this?
Just want to make sure she's okay. I tried protecting her this whole time. I cared for her, okay, but I just didn't do as good performance-wise because I was sleeping on the uncomfortable bed all night the other night, trying to make up for what I said.
Okay. Make a persuasion check.
All right.
If you're trying to make up with her, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Shit! 17.
God damn, actually. 17?
Damn.
She actually... I wink. Yeah, no, she...
I give her a wink, okay?
Got a little wink action.
Yes.
She smiles and pats your hand and says, "All right, no, I'll forgive you, lad. Just don't do it again, okay?"
Got a boner.
Oh my god. She notices, kind of backs up and like, whoa, and then she just walks away. She's like, "I'm going away from here." She just
on the other hand,
just get bigger and bigger in his pants.
Can I give her another wink?
she's walking, my friend.
Probably running at this point. On the other hand, what happened to the Dragonborn guard, Elengard, that was with us?
The Dragonborn, yeah, he just walked with Delna and didn't say a word. I'll say that.
What a piece of shit.
Because I kind of forgot. Well, he is a bit of an asshole, if you don't remember, but, I kind of forgot what voice I gave him. So I'm not even going to try and fuck that up. so now you guys are standing there.
Well, now we're stuck with this cow fuck.
This cow.
All right, I'm going to start cutting off ears because I heard it's some money around there, so.
Okay. Add in your notes, you got some ears.
All right.
Goblin ears.
Four goblin ears.
Sure.
Shame we couldn't have kept one alive. I could have spoken to them and
actually, can't
got
you
some information.
Them? Can't you revive them?
I suppose I could. If it hasn't been too long, maybe I can bring one alive just enough for some information.
I would be quite impressed if you...
Hey, you know which one we should revive? The one that got his dick stabbed.
Oh, that's a good point. We'll bring him back. He'll be in pain and not be able to get anyone pregnant.
I would be... God damn it, Chappy.
You'll just wake up like, my dick! My dick! My dick!
I would be quite impressed
if you had... Can't tell if he's screaming my dick or medic.
I'd be quite impressed if you had the ability to bring somebody back from death at this rate.
Well... I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a cleric. It's kind of what I do.
With no armor? Or
are you saying it's been too long?
You're an interesting kind of cleric, no armor over there.
Why, you got something to sell? Or are you going to give it to me?
I don't know, but you care to take a look at that bag that you have right there?
What bag? You have a bag? What's this? What's this? Can I check the bag?
As you check the bag and reach in, your arm fully goes into the bag.
How deep? It's a magic trick.
That's a deep bag.
It's a bag. The bag was really small that he handed you. It seemed to be like, you know, just for provisions, right? Food and everything. Yet your elbows, you're all the way down to your elbow.
Can I reach?
I'm elbow deep over here. What's going on?
And he goes, and Cal looks at you and says, I thought so. Who gave you that bag, might I ask?
Well, hang on. Do you not know the guy that owns the town over there? Well, I don't know if he owns the town. I shouldn't say that. It's the, what's that guy's name? Who's the guy that let me sleep?
The Baron gave you a bag?
The Baron.
The Baron gave you a bag.
Yeah, so, the Baron hooked us up with a bit of this, bit of that.
Are you trying to lie here, or did you just kind of forget the Baron's dead?
Well, I asked you with my normal voice if it's the Baron that hooked us up or someone else, and then you told me the wrong name, and then I rolled with it.
Happened. You kind of said it with your little mix of Dong's voice, too, so I thought you were... the military like captain gave it to you.
Yes, that guy. The guy who is like a... not Valyrian, that's not the right word. He's the angelic...
ASMR?
Yes, the ASMR.
Mr. Seguin, huh? Yeah, he's a interesting fellow. Did you befriend him of some kind? Did you do something to him? I mean, your big friend over here has kind of got a boner, so I don't know what's up with your little group here.
Well, first of all, I think you'll find there's nothing about the two of us that are little. Especially my friend over there, Vajaje, however you say his name.
Can I do a stealth check? Get behind that guy? Directly behind him. I got a plus three stealth.
I would be scared for him.
I'm just scared. Trying to make sure we're set.
He just pointed you. Make it with disadvantage because he just pointed you out.
I know, but he pointed at the guy.
He pointed you out because you were in an open clearing and you just tried to sneak up on a guy who knows you're there. So do that with disadvantage. So you're going to roll twice and give me the smallest number.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, I got plus three, so that's five. Ready?
Five and... It can't be lower than five. Yeah, it's a five.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just tell you, you definitely do not sneak up. You like make one step on a branch, and he just kind of looks at you.
I am wounded. That makes sense. Okay. That makes sense.
Are you saying that in character or I'm wounded, okay? Anyways, you did not sneak up on him successfully. Okay. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And Cal says, I don't really care about that, but think about, listen, if Seguin gave you a bag of holding over there, he did so for a reason. Think about grabbing a piece of armor.
Oh, why a piece? If I could have a whole set, Oh my, there's so much room in here. You could fit armor for everyone in here if you wanted. What's this? I feel something metallic in here. Let me just pull that out, see what that is.
Yeah, as you pull on something metallic,
it's a robot stick.
You get a helmet, which does Donk wear helmets?
If it fits. I'm usually a no helmet kind of guy, but if it shows off my beautiful features, then of course I'll wear it.
Well, attached to the helmet is a string that still leads into the bag. Do you want to keep pulling?
Yeah, let's see how far this goes.
As you keep pulling, you pull the helmet out, and then a chest piece comes out, some shoulder pads, and you got a full set of fucking a half plate.
Can I use my athletics to help him out and pull more equipment out?
No, you can just just walk up and ask him if you want to reach into the bag.
With all that armor I see you pulling out, do you mind if I go elbow deep in that bag with you?
While we're doing this, can I just search goblins for some coin?
Yeah, make an investigation check for me.
You know, these bodies are just laying around. I would like to see if there's any money in it for me.
You find like I think what amounts total wise to about 3 silver in all the bodies, but you do find a note.
Oh, what is this?
And you found this in the bugbear chieftain's, or like the bigger tatted out bugbear, and in his pocket, kind of weirdly like fine writing. It's not as crude as you'd expect from goblins. And it says, scout ahead, make sure nobody interrupts what we're doing here in Azad.
Oh, check this out, guys. Scout ahead, make sure no one finds out what we're up to. Or something like that.
Anyways, Chappie, you now have a full set of half plate. You may put it on.
All right. Oh, I'm digging this. It's a little loud, but I like it. I like it.
Can I look at the other goblins that I killed off to the other side, or did Alex already check them?
Alex, did you check all of them?
No, just the ones that were next to the road.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. You make another investigation check for me as well. Something.
Okay. Investigation.
And while you're doing that, you didn't find anything.
Dang it.
Well, you did find something. You did find that one of the goblins had a daisy in his pocket. You sick monster. No, I'm kidding.
Gay.
Cal says, well, looks like you definitely impressed Seguin in some manner. Good job. But if you don't mind, the clouds are starting to roll in, and it's probably about to start raining. I'd like to get out of this as soon as possible and get this mission underway.
I agree. Let's just do this.
We didn't really ask Delna on where the hell to go. So, Cow, do you happen to know where this agent that was supposed to meet it?
I am the agent.
Oh.
Cal, at your service.
What's up?
You look kind of strange for an agent.
Oh, let's just say the Baron, he hired some extra people. Need a little help with this. And his magical lead had, we know each other. So she sought my help. I know a thing or two about magic. Especially some unknown darker shit, you know. But if you don't mind, it looks like it's about to rain. And we got about another... About another 40 minutes before we're gonna arrive.
All right, so where to?
Are you all ready to follow, or?
So I say yes. We are ready to follow, and then I kind of whisper to the group. I recommend we trust, but with apprehension.
Are we able to rest up on the way? I'm a little tired.
He looks at you and goes, don't worry, we're gonna walk slowly through the wood line. I don't know how many more there are. That was not the group that I dealt with earlier. So
yeah, I thought I've seen better.
That was a very minor party. From what your note says, it sounds like something's wrong.
Something. Oh, you called my name.
No, I said something's wrong.
Oh yeah, hello.
Yeah,
nice to meet
that's
you.
That's his name.
Your name is something wrong.
You mispronounced my name, but you know, close enough. Nice to meet you.
Huh.
Anyway, let's.
No, mine's Donk, yeah. Not huh.
Yeah, I'm Shaquille Oatmeal.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you all. Hopefully, we don't die.
I agree. So if you are really the scout, let's go to the camp. Yeah.
We don't have a camp. mind you, but I'm going to be walking slowly through the wood line. Like I said, we don't know how many more there are, and I would advise us taking our time getting there.
And where are we going exactly?
We're going to be heading towards the direction of the Dragon's Pass, which is a little valley inside the Dragon Ridge Mountains. Near that is where we found this recently exposed cave and started detecting this weird magic bullshit going on. So, you guys going to follow or keep asking questions?
I said, let's go.
Let's go.
Alrighty.
Yeah, the last one's a rotten egg.
Everybody roll athletics check to see who's the last one.
Fuck!
Oh.
Destroy let's you go. Guys.
My shit's taken like 7 years to load.
10 for me, 16 for Dunk, 21 for something Wong, and Vajayjay with 18. Well, fuck me. I have small fucking feet, guys. I'm a fucking wood elf dwarf.
I'm quiet. I'm not fast, okay?
It looked like you are what they say here, a rotten egg.
Well, you smell like one.
All right,
you
so...
You know, he's got a point. You might
want to And then I do like that. I like check my breath. Oh, snap. Huh. Yeah, I do stink.
Okay.
And then I take a swig of sake.
You take a swig of sake.
I'm going to share that?
No.
All right. I'll just...
You stole my gold, you butthole.
I'll just quietly whisper. I'm just going to take it off of him later.
The heck you will. You motherfucker.
If you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. I whispered it.
You know what? I'm about to do, what is it? A perception check? Is that what that is? To make sure I hear that?
Sure, make a perception check.
18, mother trucker.
Yeah,
you're old.
I hear
you. I may be old, but my ears work like I was 18 years old.
Specifically.
I didn't say that. That was Dunk.
I will give you a little bit. I am a nice guy. So I like pour a little bit in the cap that I have and I give it to him.
That's a lot.
I don't
for me.
Want any beef with us since we are working together. Here is a little bit. And I hand it to him.
Is it good sake, Daniel, or is it cheap shit?
No, it's the good stuff from the monastery.
Can I taste test it?
Ask me, okay?
I just did.
Yeah, only I got some.
Oh, you're asking me?
This is mine.
How does it taste? Because it's apparently good sake.
It's smooth.
I am injured.
Like baby's butt.
Well, you guys are going to be walking along. You guys can do a short rest. Because you guys are walking. All right.
So I give Alex a little bit, and I'm like, and I start chanting, sake. Sake. And I grab the bottle. I'm like pointing at people like sake, sake. Oh, and I'm like trying to like tell them open their mouths. I'm like sake, sake.
Jesus.
Open my mouth. So, do you guys, and then I squirt it in Eric's mouth. And then do you guys open your mouths?
Hell yeah, I do. I've seen this in the restaurant once.
So I do perform.
I've heard of this before. Everybody has to do performance roll.
Sure, fucking yeah. Everybody roll performance to see. Oh,
sake, 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 sake.
Oh god.
Sake, sake.
Oh good.
Oh god damn. Oh my god. Did you guys roll?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 12 for me, 20 for Vajayjay, and 10 for Dunk.
Am I drunk?
No, you're not drunk. What did
it's
you?
It's too damn big to be drunk.
Yeah, you're too goddamn big to be drunk.
Am I healed? Am I healed?
Take a everybody gets a short rest.
Short rest.
So hold on.
Okay.
So this sake that I have, it is made from the monastery and it is significantly condensed.
Okay.
So that's why I have such a bottle and I only take, you know, like shots of it because it is very strong.
Daniel, he's 8 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm just letting you all know. I'm just letting you all know that it is some strong sake.
I drank a lot of it.
Do we need to add any changes to the short rest?
There's a button at the top of the
top of the
home, HP reset.
Automatically apply healing dice with dice. Result. Yeah. So just hit.
Do we check for three dice or just one?
However many you want to use. So you only get three currently at your level. You only get three dice to use to heal.
Okay, so all three then. Well, I'm 20 out of 20. Not that it matters.
So you should. So you won't need to use it. Don't use any dice. Eric, on the other hand, you are missing a good chunk of health, so it's up to you how much of your dice you get to use, but you only get three dice per long rest. So, is everybody all good to go? May I continue?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. I took a short rest.
Nope. What's going on?
Pretty good.
Some sake shots, dude. Good. Let's go.
So, as you guys are walking, Cal's kind of just keeping to himself.
Cal or cow?
Cal. Cal.
C-A-L. I'm going to keep calling him cow.
Okay. And as you guys are approaching, Cal kind of raises his hand and kind of starts getting down low. Can everybody roll me a stealth check, please?
Oh, my favorite.
Ooh, snap.
Ooh. Fuck.
Ooh. What the fuck?
I have shit rolls today, dude. Fuck me.
How did she...
Man.
I don't exist on this map.
I like how I have a disadvantage on stealth, but then roll a nat 20.
Holy crap, dude.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Well, what's your second roll?
Oh, wait, I get two?
No.
Does it matter if I roll a 20?
No, it doesn't matter. Because you have not you, Shaquille. Donk, you need to roll a second time.
Bro, I'm here.
Did you rock?
Yeah.
12. Well, yep. Nothing happens. But so you guys are stealthing, and Donk, you're clacking a little bit, but not too bad. You're actually able to kind of maneuver right enough so that it doesn't cause too much of a problem. And Alex, you just kind of stumble and step on a branch, but nothing bad.
Well, listen, the sake was pretty strong for a small guy.
So as you guys are walking, rain has been pouring on you guys for a little bit. It's kind of dropped down. It's a little bit chilly, but not too cold. And as you guys are getting closer to Cal, you guys see why he's stopped. And you see a large mountainside kind of in front of you guys. You guys are in the tree line, but in front of you guys, what looks to be a cave entrance has seven gnolls sitting in front of it. These crudely armored hyena folk. People, like, they literally look like walking hyenas. And you kind of hear them chittering and chattering. And one of these gnolls, wielding a pretty large weapon, is kind of barking orders at the other gnolls to keep watch. You guys did roll enough to not be caught, so they did not hear you. So now we get to test out this fun stuff with Tailspire, because if everybody's interested, we're gonna be using Tailspire to see what happens.
Was there any result to me being sneaky, by the way?
You guys didn't get caught.
Yeah. Okay. Can I sneak up to one of them and snap their heads?
So now what are you guys gonna do? They have not spotted you guys yet.
I'm gonna ask Cal, like, what's the plan?
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to be very cautious with this, because see that big motherfucker with the sword?
Yeah.
Vahe, can you make a perception check for me?
Perception check coming up. Ugh.
Well,
can I come on that guy's face? I mean,
what?
Jeez.
What?
What the?
Can I run up to that guy and kick him in the face? That's what I said.
That is my attack move. I am going to come on his face.
Run up and kick him in the face.
Eric, hold your cock and let me finish.
What I meant to say is I make hand gestures to the team, asking them, you want me to run up and kick him in the face? That first guy.
Eric, would you like me to tell you what you see, or are you going to keep interrupting?
Okay. What do I see?
Cock looking at in your this, face instead.
Looking at this, the gnoll with the large weapon, seeming to be the leader.
Yep.
Can you speak giant?
Absolutely.
Can you check your... Okay.
Wait, how check do I languages. Actually verify
Yes, that? You do. Yeah, in your languages.
Of course.
You can see the weapon he has is engraved in giant. Mm-hmm. And it says,
small penis.
For the horde, for the slaughter, for the frost giants.
Oh, shit.
Did he say frost giants? Because I got a beef with frost giants.
That's what his sword says. For the horde, for the slaughter, for the frost giants. Cal continues, I think we should make sure we ambush them because they're blocking the only known entrance to this cave. But
whipping out my bow,
I think we should focus on the four that look like they got bows.
Can I throw an axe?
So hold on. If I may. So let's look at, if you don't mind switching over to how many enemies there are. So there's what, five?
There are seven.
Seven. One, okay. So
two, three, four.
What I can do, I recommend, I can attack twice. I can attack quickly, I mean. And I can attack the archers in the back. Whoever are the damage dealers, they can attack the bigger guys. Get them distracted. While us smaller guys work on the little ones. Wow, what do you guys think?
I'm just going to whip out my bow and start slapping hoes. I suppose.
Okay.
Hey, that rhymed.
Okay. I see. We just don't have plan now. Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'd advise whoever has the ability of range attack first and attack somebody with range. I'm going to utilize my magic, but I'm not going to be able to take all of them.
Hold on. Can we go invisible? I thought someone could hook us up with invisible Litty.
No.
Okay.
Hmm. What? Okay, so before you, the range guys attack, can I reposition myself to get closer?
You want to get closer?
I confirm with the group. Is that, can...
As long as you can do it quietly.
I will definitely try. Yeah. The heart of the dices.
Make you want to go with my guidance? Can I offer my guidance?
If you want to, yeah. Do you have a All spell right. like that?
I
you do?
Guidance.
Oh, yeah. You do. Okay.
Oh, snap. Thank you, Charlie.
Wow. What a game.
So you can add a d4 to it.
Sweet. Okay, so I'll roll, athletics or?
Stealth.
Stealth. Okay. I got 17, and then I roll a d4.
Mm-hmm.
Roll 3.
At 20, damn. Yeah, you definitely can get closer.
So... I'm going to try. So what I'm doing, I'm sneaking through the trees behind the archers in the back.
Okay. So I'll say like we're right here, right?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Can I back them up?
How many archers are that? I see only one. What are those small little rat? Oh, okay. They also have a little quiver on the back. I see it.
Yeah. And there's four of them.
Those dog looking fucks.
Can I back them up? Follow them?
Do you want to make a stealth check?
Eric, just,
I got you, bro. I got you.
We're gonna hear his dick dragging across the branches.
I put a, what do you call it? A thong on. Got you, bro. Nothing's gonna happen. I am ninja-like.
Please, I almost spilt beer all over my new desk.
There we go, bro. I'm safe and sound right behind you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He rolls a 21.
What the fuck, dude? How are you so stealthy?
Because nothing's dragging on the floor.
You wrapped it around his leg.
You're definitely alongside him, yeah.
I could just imagine Eric just de-dressing and putting on this thong. And so,
is that axe? Can I throw the axe? By the way,
does it say throwable?
Oh,
does it say throwable on your
in actions, Eric?
No, it doesn't.
Click on all.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Eric approaches me, I'll be like, "Dang, I did not realize you can fit in a tongue, or even you even had a tongue." What? Where did you even get one?
Can I just look at him all weird like? Shut up. We're about to get into battle.
Eyes up here.
Choked on my mead.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Guess what Dan's checking on right now.
So as Eric gets closer, I'm just getting slightly
uncomfortable. Cal whispers to you, Donk, and Shaquille like, how the fuck is he so quiet on his feet? He's super big. How does he do that?
I practice ballet. Okay.
Donk, what's your move?
Let's see how many we got in the open here.
Oh, yep. You got seven.
Seven out in the open. Well, I happen to have a handy little trick from my god. I'm thinking, do I want that What do I want to take out? Well, I want to do some AoE damage.
Okay.
Now, there's no magical darkness within 30 feet.
No.
Are they within 30 feet?
Yeah, I'll say he is in the 30-foot range. I'll say he is, yeah.
Okay, well, Guiding Bolt is actually 120 feet. I switched to that once I realized I couldn't get the whole group.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's, you want me to give that a go?
Okay. All right, so what are you, and you're just going to shoot him with a bow, Alex?
Well, I have a second story work, which is an extra movement at no cost that allows me to make a running jump. So I was thinking of climbing on the tree.
I will say, yeah, sure, we'll do that. Make an athletic check to make sure you can get up there.
Oh, I can.
You definitely can.
15.
There you go.
All right. Oh. Well, well, well.
I see all.
And I also have the sneak attack. I think it's like 2d6, right? That's like additional damage.
So who's going to attack first?
Well, I will open it up probably since I have the range.
Okay.
Unless
I've also got I've got the 120-foot range as well, so I'm aiming for big boy up front.
Okay, so Donk, and Alex, are you guys synchronizing the attack?
I feel like we should. Yeah, it should be smart.
And so Eric and Daniel, you guys are doing melee, correct?
Yes, correct.
I'm gonna.
Okay, so hold on. Range usually is going to be able to get the fastest because they're going to be able to fire off better than you guys are, since you guys can't get too close to this guy without, you know, alerting him.
Yeah. Can I make a notion to Eric really quick?
Sure, yeah.
Before we start this off. I tell Eric, so I'm a little awkward about it because I notice he's in a thong.
How do you notice he's in a thong? He's wearing, like, full-blown furs, like...
Well, Eric said he put on a thong, right?
So you took off your fucking pants in the middle of...
No. I wrapped my thing in my thong. Okay. So it's just bulging.
Oh, okay.
So it's not dangling. So
I just noticed a bulge getting bigger down there.
It's not getting bigger. Oh, I'm about to get in the battle. Okay. Why would it get bigger?
It's just so hard for this battle right now.
I guess that's your third attack. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just like a little awkward around him just because of what's happened in the past.
Something's blushing.
Something wrong with my dog.
So I'm like, good. Let's just chill back. When they attack with the arrows, we will attack from behind as they draw their attention.
Yes. Yeah. Whoa!
This guy is in the full battle mode.
Eric went from haha to
ripping tear.
I pulled up my bandana because I'm ready for battle.
I didn't even know you had a bandana. Okay. So you guys doing this shit?
All right. Donk. Why don't we slap the range guy first?
All right. Which one are you hitting?
Okay. Which range guys are we looking at here?
Well, if I take out the one that's behind the dude with the shield, then you can maybe clap the guy in the shield, because I'm pretty sure I can take the guy out.
The shield guy, or you want me to get this shield guy, this one up close? Which one are you talking about?
I'm sneaking.
The guy that's hopping up and down right now?
Yeah, I can probably take him out if you want to go for the other one behind him.
He starts walking up to... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Pitch 21, motherfucker!
Oh shit, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah! You wanna fuck with the shortbow 21, okay, hold on. Bitch?
Hold on. Let me see this. I don't know what's... something's going on. But no, he rolled to hit. Okay, pause. Okay.
But there's also sneak attack. Cracked.
Hold on. So, are you attacking also, Don? Because you guys said you guys are synchronizing it, right?
Yeah, but I guess now I'm going for the guy in the back. Although, I will mention that I have the potential to absolutely fry someone with this.
Okay, so hold on, Alex. I was joking about this guy moving. So are you attacking this guy?
No, the guy with the shield.
So you're attacking the guy with the shield. So yeah. Are you going to be synchronizing the attack, Donk, or no?
I'm attacking the guy in the back.
Can we just wait and see how much damage I hit the first arrow on the first guy for?
You can. So the reason I ask is usually if you can synchronize an attack properly, that means you guys will get it be top on the
The attack order?
Yeah, the attack order. Thank you.
Okay.
But it's up to you guys if you want to do that.
I mean, we could.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he's about to get fucking slapped.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, Shaquille, you're going to be top of the order.
With sneak attack as well, right? It's 2d6.
Okay, so everybody, can you roll me initiative?
Initiative. Well, if me and Eric are still sneaking and not discovered, do we still have to do that?
Yeah. Actually, that's fine. Yeah, you guys don't roll yet.
Okay.
I already rolled.
No, me and Eric don't.
Well, are you going to be attacking?
Yeah, 19? I am.
Okay.
Do I need to roll sneak attack for this?
No, initiative first.
No, he's top of the order no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Sneak attack.
What's Cal got?
Ooh, 19. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Cal did not do good.
He's fucking the bystander again. Cal was just gonna watch the whole thing happen.
He's in the closet touching himself, watching it. all right.
What do you roll?
He rolled an 8.
What a basic bitch.
All right. You rolled a 21. That definitely fucking hits.
And I have sneak attack as well, which is 2d6.
So yeah. So roll damage.
Damage first, right?
Yep, damage first.
7.
7, alrighty. And then roll your sneak attack, yeah.
5 and 6.
Okay, so that's 11, 18. You did 18 damage. How much health this fucker got? So yeah, as you launch off this arrow, you hit him straight in the, like where neck meets shoulder, right? You got it, dug it deep, and he yelps like a little dog, right? And he looking around where the arrow came from, starts to kind of chuckle. Can you make a stealth check for me to see if you're not spotted?
He can't see shit.
Oh no, he cannot.
Oh no, he cannot.
Nah, he can't see shit. All right,
let's see what his perception was, but I don't think he's beaten that. He'd have to roll a fucking nat 20.
I'm a bush bandit.
Definitely did not. He rolled a 10. Yeah, this fucker does know, but now everybody's is surprised. So every single person is surprised, so their initiative is not going to go anywhere. And next up is Donk. What are you doing?
Oh yeah, so I'm going guiding bolt right into the same guy.
This guy? Whoa. Okay. It's a plus 6. Roll that shit.
Come on, Donk. Twist his dick.
25.
Yeah, that fucking hits. So you're doing guiding bolt, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask you for damage because it's physically impossible for you not to kill him. He's dead. He's just fucking dead. You literally,
I just want to know.
Someone seen damage.
Dude, he had no health. He was almost dead anyways. And yeah, you just.
Damn it.
Yeah. How do you cast this spell? And what does it look like?
As with everything, my holy symbol glows, and from that, you almost see like a transfer of energy go from my holy symbol to the end of my club, which I point directly where I want it to hit. And it casts just this blinding light of lightning.
Yeah? Okay.
And zaps him right in the face.
I can just imagine, for some reason, just Chappy just praying to his god. Just like, God of Light, twist his dick.
God of Light, twist his dick. Amen.
So where did you direct that to? Like his head, his torso, where did you direct that at?
I was directing it right over that shield into his stupid face.
Yeah, as you see this bolt, this blinding white bolt of energy going towards his face, you hear like the chiming of bells and this fucking loud thwomp as his head just fucking disappears.
Nice.
Anything you want to do? You did attack, so roll me stealth to see if they know you're there. Because these guys definitely know that.
There's no way they see me.
Surely not with that giant blinding light, right?
They definitely saw you.
The tree line.
You hear the fucking Metal Gear song, and this motherfucker just
rolled a 10.
This guy just like he knows where you are, and because he's looking in your direction, Cal's gonna have to roll a stealth check.
I forgot not to ask to do the thunderclap with the guiding bolt this time.
Does your cheeks clap when it happens, or
that didn't
my cheeks
roll.
Are always clapping.
That's he listeners. Rolled a 15, but I need to roll and see if the gnoll saw him. The gnoll did not see him, luckily. I'm going to say Cal is like a little more behind this tree, and you kind of were just here. Like, just tree line.
Tall, just in the open.
Metal gleaming armor.
That's how I got such a good shot.
All right, Eric and Daniel, you guys attacking?
Yeah.
So hold on. Did anyone notice where that attack came from?
Yeah, this guy definitely knows where that came from since he was right next to him. So he knows he knows Donk is there.
So I'm gonna go for the furthest guy since
how are you going to get him?
So hold on. Who's back there? Is that guy with an arrow and what's oh
these
that's
three.
Right. Those three. Does the other guy in the left side have a bow as well?
No, he has a spear.
He has a spear?
Okay.
Where is this?
Okay.
All right, so those guys don't know. So I asked Eric, all right, they had just attacked. Do you want to attack now, or do you want to wait until they have been discovered?
Blech.
Good question. They could probably get a few pop shots off.
Do you have range?
Before they're discovered, I have no range. I have a 20-inch dick, that's all I got.
It's like a dick coming out of the forest, smacking some. That'd be weird. Anyway,
Bigfoot smacking a tree.
If we don't have range, I say we just let them take pot shots.
Can we get closer? Do you want to sneak up closer to them?
It is a little risky. Do you want to just wait until they get discovered? So we have advantage.
Yes.
You guys are cocksuckers.
Hey.
Well, only one person smart. Saw them.
All right, so you guys are just gonna wait.
Yeah.
Can we
arm like prepare ourselves to rush in? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
How do we prepare ourselves to rush in?
No. Just I will. If you guys want to do it at any time, these guys are all caught off guard. They were caught in that sneak attack, right?
Yeah.
So none of them are going to be going this time because they're all surprised.
They all.
So I take a swig of my sake.
Now is our chance.
Well, our allies haven't been discovered yet.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I think we should wait. Do you want some sake?
Yes.
So I give Eric a shot on my sake.
I now have the drunken master ability.
No, you don't.
What? Come on, man. That's a thing, bro.
Now just get knocked down.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I got three legs, bro. I'm going to take off my top. I got balance.
All right. So you guys are just going to wait.
Yeah, we're staying hidden.
Okay. So they're all. So Cal is going to go, and he's like, he kind of is like, well, the fucking big guy got caught. I'm probably just going to have to fucking go in too. And Cal is going to, because he has range, he's going to 60 feet. He's going to look at the dumb fucker that looked at you, right? And he's just going to shout really loudly to get everybody's attention. Hey! Did your mom fuck a puppy or a chihuahua? What the fuck happened to you? and he points his finger. Cal did.
Oh.
And as he says that, you see him surrounded by fire. Blood red fire.
Look at that donk.
And then it just launches over to this bad boy, and what does it need to do? A dexterity save. That didn't roll. There we go. So this thing kind of saw it coming and was able to get out of the way, although half of its body did get engulfed in this flame. And he's casting it. 3, 9, 7. Mm-mm. 3 plus 9 plus 7. That's
19.
Yeah, 19 divided by 2. He takes 10 damage. This half of this gnoll's body is covered in flame. So yeah, this thing is very fucking angry, because first it saw its friend or whoever get murdered by Big Boy, and then this guy just kind of stepped out of the wood line and insulted him and set him on fire. But now these guys all turn and look at Cal. Now this is about to be the end of the turn. Are you guys going to do anything now?
All right, so I talked to Eric. So now they are focused on the cow guy. How about I take the guy in the far back, and then do you want me to take the guy close to us, and then you take the guy far back?
Yes, I can run. I got dexterity, I got athletics, and I got rage. Let's do it.
Okay, so I attack the guy with the big bow.
Him?
Yes.
Okay. Eric, and you're attacking him?
Yep. I'm running up. Okay. I'm smashing him in the face with my axe.
Fun fact, this is the guy with the sword that has giant writing on it.
That's fine. I have said that with that guy.
Okay, can you guys quickly roll me your initiative now that you guys are fully in combat?
Okay. But wait, they didn't even see us yet. Okay.
Well, you guys are going to be in combat now.
You said initiative?
True.
Initiative, yes.
I do 14. Not see initiative.
14.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. Can
roll again?
Can nope.
I find a friend? Roll again?
Nope.
Gosh, dang it.
But you're still going to be able to make your attack now, so you're hitting this guy?
So I'm hitting that guy, yes.
Do your thing.
So I'm going to do unarmed strike. So I'll roll the hit. It's 21.
So that definitely hits. Yeah, you definitely make contact with a punch.
Punch?
And I roll a 4 for
damage. Alrighty. Anything else you're doing?
So I like run up and, you know, I do my like, hey, as I'm running up, and then I like karate chop him in the thigh.
In the thigh?
You would hit him. Wah!
Right for 4 damage. And then I have a bonus action. I'll just do an unarmed strike. So I'll roll that. Oh my gosh, 8. Is that a hit?
An 8? You punched his bow and did nothing. So you, anything else you're doing, or are you good now?
Let's see. That is it.
All right. Eric, so you're rushing towards the dude with the big sword?
Yeah.
All right. So you run in. What are you doing?
Dick slapping this bitch.
Got it.
All right. Let me bust out my two-handed grip. Sword.
Well, hold on.
Axe.
Are you? So, what are you? Are you gonna get angry?
Fuck yeah! I was raging, okay. Bro.
And what do you say when you get angry? What happens when you get angry?
For Valhalla.
You're Nordic. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Apologies to anybody listening. I'm trying to help out the new guy. So
the noob guy. Gotcha, bro.
You keep it in mind. So remember, Eric, with rage, the way it works is you need to hit or be hit to keep your rage going.
Easy enough.
All right. So you are enraged. I'll keep in mind the +2 that you get.
Okay.
For damage.
Okay. Do I hit?
So start attacking. All right. The hit. Yeah, make sure you use the hit.
The hit. Hit. Hit.
It just says like +6, no, nothing else.
+7,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
A check of privilege.
Fuck. 13.
Ooh.
Does that hit him? It does not. You take that the axe and you kind of hit and kind of slide off the chainmail or splint that he's wearing.
That does not.
And it does not connect.
That is not rage mode, bro. That's garbage mode. Fuck.
Blame yourself.
Fuck. I'm blaming the stupid dice. Can I get a real dice? Can I get a reroll?
You can get real dice and roll, but I don't trust you, so...
Oh, yeah, roll that. Two in that 20s.
Yeah. All right.
Weird, man. Right. Nothing but 20s all night.
Yeah, weird. All right, so you're not out of rage, because the turn is now... I'm going to say the turn is now beginning again.
Wait, Shaquille, that counts as a hit, though, right? Because I hit something.
No, but your rage is still going on.
Okay.
Shaquille, it's your turn.
Well...
Where are you at?
I do see that something Wong is hitting the bow during his second punch, and I see that
you do. How do you see it?
JJ,
are you like hopping tree to tree?
I saw my JJ. I see that there's a tree in the way. Anyway, so I decided to go with the guy with the bow in the back. Just reloaded my short bow.
Blast away.
Your steady breath, man.
Yeah, that bow just went right past him. Just like you let it go. You might have tripped on a branch a little bit right next to his head. Make a stealth check because you did try to attack him.
I do also have a bonus since I rolled a 12.
Well, you're still hiding, so keep that in mind.
Okay, well, if... for whatever reason, I will use my bonus action to, cunning action to,
get out of there. Yeah, to move and get, hide again.
Yeah. Yeah.
This, arrow just sails right past him. It hits the wood and kind of bounces off in a weird trajectory. So the gnoll kind of turned and can't really figure out where the arrow came from. And it's still kind of looking around like, where the fuck that come from?
Well, yeah, doesn't Alex get advantage or no?
No.
Okay.
So the gnoll does not know that you're there.
Well,
are you just going to stay there, or what are you going to stay up there?
Yeah, I'm going to stay up.
Oh, wait a minute. You're stealthing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Roll your attack again. You have advantage. Fuck me.
That's
forgot
what I
to...
thought.
Thank
that's
you.
What I thought. Fuck.
Oh,
that's a fucking 7. Never mind. Same thing. Oh,
my God. Yikes. Well, I tried, Dunk. It's all up to you now.
All right, buddy.
All right. Hold on.
Doing great.
One of these dogs were fucking barking, dude. I couldn't fucking focus.
Yep, Donk, it's your turn now.
Shut that fucking dog up. Okay, thanks.
Go in the kennel. Alright, so I need to get closer into the action.
So you're rushing in?
I'm gonna rush this bow man.
You gonna bonk?
Oh, I'm gonna bonk. I'm just gonna go straight for his head.
I'm gonna bonk.
Donk is bonking. Donk him right in the head.
Are you rolling? Ready?
I'm rolling.
Oh.
19.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely fucking bonked him. You definitely bonked this poor puppy that's now half burned and on fire.
Whoa, oh, my finger. Get donked, buddy.
What'd you roll for that damage?
Eight? For damage.
Yeah, you, as you bring your club down, you catch him on the shoulder that's burned. And fully dislocate the shoulder. You hear the sickening pop as his shoulder pops out of socket.
That's gonna hurt.
He's still standing, but he's like...
Stay down.
Yeah, that's what you get!
As I shout from a treetop.
Did you really shout? Hold on. I spat on my mic, too. Is that all you're doing, Donk, or you got something else?
So with two weapon fighting, that means I can
two-handed
attack
you,
there.
No, you two, I hate the way it's worded. It's either if you're, it's a precursor for dual wielding or two-handing your weapon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, in that case,
oh, what the do fuck? I Why does it do here?
That? I'm gonna look at him and I'm gonna toll the dead.
What? How are you able to do that?
It's one of my cleric cantrips.
But it's not a it's not a spell you can do in does a in bonus, a bonus action. Yeah.
Oh.
It tells you what it is. Yeah, healing word, sanctuary, misty step, or spiritual weapon.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm going to use hidden step, and actually like dip out and try to come in behind the other bow guy.
The misty step? You're going to misty step?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Or a hidden step, to clarify, which is my racial bonus.
Oh, you're going to do that.
The second level spell. Yeah.
So, well, you can't move. You did use all your movement, but I can. Okay. You can be invisible. I will say that.
Okay.
You want to do that?
I'll go. Let's go for that.
All right.
Oh, shit. What do you go?
So how do you use that ability? Is it like a fight or flight reaction, or what is it? What happens?
So like right as I donk into his shoulder and dislocate it, I tell him, stay down. And then just like that.
Does it make that sound too? The.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear you guys see donk just. Is there any smoke or anything?
No, if anything, it's like an almost implosion of smoke.
Okay. This thing is now kind of freaked out, like definitely freaked out a little bit.
I could have sworn I saw a big
set on fire, dislocated shoulder, and the dude just disappeared. What the fuck, bro?
And then you hear the gnoll yelling out,
everybody, formations, now!
As Big Daddy Knoll over here is looking at the angry fucking barbarian that just attacked him. And he is going to attack you.
Good.
Oh, damn.
This is what keeps my rage pumping.
Something's pumping, all right.
But when it yells, so once it does that and yells at you guys, or it yells at the Knolls, Daniel, this Knoll's going to attack you.
With what? Arrow or just a melee?
Don't worry. So as he yells at the gnolls, he then says,
"Render their flesh from their bones,"
and rolls. As you see, this gnoll turn to you, leans in, and tries to snap at you with its bite, misses. Pulls out a dagger and attacks you again.
Wait, that's a roll.
That's a four. Missed again. Kind of is trying to get at you, but you're that because you took that swig of sake. You're kind of very like you know that drunk sway. You're swaying in just the way that the weapon kind of avoids you. Okay. And he's gonna attack. And then he attacks one more time.
Three attacks.
Fucking missed again. Fucking number seven. God damn.
Hold on. How did they get three attacks?
Because they do.
Well, can I get so four?
No. Welcome to D&D, baby.
As he whiffs, I say, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Oh, that was a good Dale. That was deep.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Well, this Noel then hears that, turns around. Actually, no, he's not going to turn around. He's still looking at him. It's like, my captain's probably going to take care of him. He's going to take a pot shot at Cal. Oh, Longbo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo.
Mambo Italiano.
He's Mambo.
Fucking missed. God damn. Fucking 8 plus 3. That ain't fucking hidden. Launches a bow straight into the tree next to him.
Get distracted by my quote.
This bad boy is going to rush up to you, Eric, and attack you also.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to first try to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And he snaps and misses. It was a 7. So he tries to stab you with a spear. Oh, that rolled right off the table. Eric, does a 15 hit?
No, absolutely. Is your armor, not. The hell?
What's your armor class?
14.
Yeah, that hit.
Hold on.
Of course not.
Where is my retaliation?
It's reactions.
My reaction.
Do your reaction.
And you don't. You do have one reaction.
Opportunity.
Which is
attack.
To reduce. No. Well, yes, but. So if this guy runs away, then you can attack him. Your other one is that stone endurance, but that's if you want to use that. Finally, fuck. It's like you guys are having a hell of a time not getting hit. Fuck me, man.
I gotta say, so which is fucking
hit
good.
1 point. Do I lose the health?
So you got 7 damage, but you're rage, so you take half damage. So that's 4 damage. You just took 4 damage.
Damage. 1, 2, 3, 4. Damage.
He's going to attack again.
Bastard. 3 hits, huh? How come I only get 1?
And he missed. That was a 4. He missed.
Why do I get 1?
Now, this guy... Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, we still got this guy. Because you disappeared, Donk, he's just going to turn and, in confusion, start to run away. Because he's useless. He's freaked out running away.
Holy crap, I just saw something attack me and disappear.
which, actually, hold on. Donk, do you want to take your reaction? It will pop you out of invisibility if you want to do that.
No, okay, I don't.
And this guy, because he's not freaked out, he is going to just take a pot shot at Cal over there.
Me.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Mambo, roll a low.
That didn't even roll.
Hey, Mambo Italiano.
I rolled the same fucking thing as the thing that didn't roll. That was a 12 plus a 3. That's 15. That just fucking hits for 7 damage. You guys see Cal get an arrow right in the shoulder, but he kind of like looks at it and kind of smiles as he pulls the arrow out of his shoulder.
Kind of hot.
You're supposed to break the arrow. I think to myself.
Okay. I was like, do you want to blow your cover there? now this guy that yelled the order gets to go.
Oh shit, Eric.
He, if you guys aren't figuring out, he is a pack lord.
He also has the weapon.
So is Fajaje, if you know what I mean.
He is packing, all right.
So he is going to attack you now, Vajay, Mr. J.
Mr. J.
Vajay.
Does a 13 hit?
Yeah, 14 armor.
No, he
bitch.
Has 14.
No.
Yep. So he takes a swing at you with his sword, and it kind of brushes off your leather gauntlet and kind of doesn't really do anything. He's going to attack one more time. Does a 19 hit.
Damn.
And he rolls, and that's just a 7, so he just did 3 damage. No, 4 damage. He did 4 damage, sorry. All right, that guy's dead, and that's his turn, so...
How come he only gets 2 hits? Just trying to understand this.
So certain monsters have different abilities. So for example, him, he had the ability to incite rampage. I modify it a little bit to make it more fun. Basically, he can make people attack. Mm. Then there's some other rules about attacking. So now this guy is going to attack again.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? He just attacked.
He attacked earlier.
Yeah. This guy can, when he yelled, rip their flesh from their bone or sunder their flesh, he incited them to attack. Mm-hmm. But now they get to attack for another reason. He's going to try and bite you. He's kind of reaching.
Who, me?
This guy. Yeah, he's going to attack you. Assuming a 6 doesn't hit. And then he's with his dagger because you kind of stop him from being able to use his bow. He's going to attack with take a swing at you again.
Again.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
All right. That's just a measly 2. That's 4 damage.
4? Damn.
And he kind of slashes you across the arm. And then he's going to attack one more time.
Again?
And missed.
Oh, thank goodness.
I feel like we're playing Gloomhaven.
Yeah. Jeez.
This bad boy is going to attack you, Eric.
Bring it. Can't do anything anyways. 1 hit, garbage.
10 does not hit. Try to bite you because I'm trying to get at your ankle. Missed.
Kick him in the face.
A 6 does not hit, so missed again.
Another kick.
Try to stab you. And a 10 does not hit, I'm assuming. So,
jeez, 3 times?
Yeah, these guys fucking miss a lot.
Jeez.
Well, you guys are being lucky right now.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn, Eric.
Yeah, it could be much worse.
So where's my turn?
One choice here. I guess I'm just gonna hit the same old hit.
So I talked to Eric really quick, if you don't mind. Like, Eric, it seems like the leader
you mean Vahe?
Is empowering the other minions. Go for the leader.
Shut your mouth, little whelp.
I only got one hit. Here goes nothing. All right, great axe. Bam. Fuck.
That hits.
Yay.
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 Nice.
It does it
damage. Does it?
Damage.
Slips off his
belt. It does hit. It does. It hit him. So yeah, roll damage. You hit him, and you get to add +2 to the damage, so I will calculate that for you when you roll. You did 9 damage. You definitely get the axe and cut into his arm. You kind of dig it a little bit. Not too bad, but you definitely draw a good amount of blood.
So the arm doesn't fall off?
No.
Shit. Can I take his blade if I cut it off?
You can certainly try.
Okay. Well, I guess that's...
Anything else you're going to do?
I'm going to hit him again.
You can't do that.
Isn't he raged? Can't he do that?
Can I punch him in the face then with an unarmed strike? When you hit a creature...
Oh, wait, you're in a frenzy. Oh, wait, you're in a frenzy. You can attack again because you're your attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so I get an extra turn from that last time.
Sure, I'll allow it.
Fair. All right, I'm going to do the other great axe.
Yeah.
3. Gosh dang, what the fuck?
Shit, I can't let out a little fart.
He farted a little bit. Oh, shit, you got a nat 1.
You took a swing and just fucking sharted his pants. Or in his thong.
No. Yeah, you shit yourself.
I got so excited I could hit again.
You shit yourself. All right, I'll let you take a swing because that's my bad. I didn't notice that.
Yes.
I forgot you're a
damn.
All right.
Oh jeez.
Take his arm off.
25.
Oh, that definitely fucking hits.
Are you ready
hits.
For some damage? Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. What the?
6.
Another so it's 1. Eight. So an 8. And you're attacking the arm?
Yeah, I'm gonna take his arm off so I can take that sword that belongs to my
You
ancestor.
Attack it again, but the problem was you didn't hit it in the same spot. You attacked a little bit above, and you didn't cut as deep, so his arm's still working.
Gosh dang it.
Kind of he did good damage against him.
What kind of a great act? Oh my gosh, okay.
But Eric, since you're closest, can you give me a perception check, please?
You got it. Just expect a 1. Perception.
16.
He's carving him like a ham. Jeez. Over there.
So, Eric, as you're attacking, even though you can hear the this crunching squelch as you're fucking swinging and taking out chunks of
I'm not even hitting it. What are you talking about?
You hear some rumbling and thudding, and you can... The air starts to smell...
Was that from my shit earlier?
As what's... Yeah, but...
I start to wonder...
you can hear what sound you can't tell, but you swear it's coming from the cave entrance. Next is Cal's turn.
My initiative is like 0001.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to everybody. There are a bunch of people on the board.
Oh, fuck.
Cal
just went.
Cal, no, he didn't.
Taking out an MRE. I'm going to get some crackers and some fucking shitty cheese on there.
Cal's seeing like, oh, geez, like, we need to get this shit done. Like, these guys are a little bit of a problem. He is going to... he's just going to charge this bad boy and take a swing and try to just stab him real good with his rapier. That didn't even roll. I mean, he would have hit anyways, but there we go. Oh, he fucking mega hits. That's a fucking nat 20. Fuck me. I roll shit for the fucking enemies, and I roll great for fucking... bullshit. I have feel like I'm not fucking playing against you guys, man.
Luck is on our side.
Right. Luck is definitely on your side. Especially because what he can do, damage-wise. That's a 9 times 2, 18 plus 5.
That guy's fucked.
Jeez.
23. He fully fucking stabbed through this dude's head, killing him instantaneously.
Damn.
Like, I mean, it was just fucking, like, very quick. I think that's his turn. That is his turn. Yep, that's nothing else he can do. He's just gonna look at you guys and says, let's be a little quicker with this, yeah? Like, we need these fuckers dead. Oh, actually, wait, no. As he does have a fun reaction, as this thing falls down... you can see the blood that's kind of spurted out of its head kind of start floating, kind of quickly float over to Cal's fingers as it looks like he's puppeteering the body. And this thing turns slowly off of his blade and fires at this guy with his bow.
Oh, snap.
Welcome to Blood Hunters. It's not an approved... Well, I mean, technically it's an approved class, kind of, but it's not a canon class.
No, it's a rapier class, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's going to be attacking the other bow guy?
Yeah, he can... As a reaction, when something nears him falls to zero, he can use it to attack something in range. The only reason he didn't do it with this guy was because this guy wasn't close enough to anything to attack. This guy, though, has a bow, so he can. And he's going to, being puppeteered... That's a 17. That definitely hit. He's going to blast his bow and hit this bad boy. Hey, yeah. 5, 6 damage. That is 6 damage to bad boy.
So he's hitting the other bow guy?
Yep. And you see as this kind of... Well, this dead dog launched its arrow, plunges deep into the shoulder of the other gnoll. Something, it's your turn.
Okay, so I am going to move around the bow guy, if that's possible, without getting an opportunity attacked.
You can move around him, but if you move away from him, he'll attack.
Yeah, I'm just going to move around so I can get closer to the other guy next to the bow guy. So, like, yeah, right there. So I'm going to attack that middle guy with the staff.
Okay.
With my unarmed strike.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
One.
Six.
And that one.
You also shit your pants.
It's getting smelly over there.
There was something in that sake.
Something in that sake.
That you guys didn't realize.
But, you might have gave him a laxative instead of sake.
What kind of prank is my master pulling on the mirror?
Master? Master.
Yeah, my master is the one that provided me the sake.
Master of puppets is pulling your strings.
Your master just gave you laxative.
I cannot stop pooping in my pants.
You grabbed the wrong bottle, bro.
Fucking all of a sudden, Alex's character starts shitting in the trees.
I hope not.
All right, so you missed. What are you doing?
Okay, so bonus attack. I'm going to do Fury of Well, that's the same thing. I'm going to do just an unarmed strike to the same guy.
Okay.
Yes, 21.
21. That it.
And then
where do you hit him?
Six. I'm going to karate chop him right on the neck.
Right in the neck. Okay. Yeah, you definitely get a good hit on his neck. Fuck, which one is this one? That's this guy. You did 6 damage. Bam. So you got it. You hit him hard enough to where upon hitting it, you hit like a pressure point and he kind of twitches and his whole neck, that side of his neck, like it looks like the skin is like a deep purple now and you can see it through the fur in his neck. So this bad boy is going to keep running.
Wow.
And this bad boy is going to shoot because nobody has seen Alex yet. He's still in the trees.
Can I yell really quick? When I notice that guy running, I'm like, do not let anyone escape.
Sure.
I dropped my crackers and cheese.
Would you even be able to see him running away? Or would you be preoccupied?
Should I run a perception thing?
Yeah, run a perception, big guy.
21.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely
saw him. I totally dropped my crackers and cheese.
Yep.
So I definitely yelled at.
So this bad boy is going to shoot you, Eric. And fucking miss. That's a 6. Now we're back to the top. Shaquille Oatmeal, can you do something for me?
Oh, man. Well, I see the guy running away. And what's the range to that dude right now?
You can hit him no matter what.
All right. I am going to hit him with a short bow.
Okay.
Okay. That's a 22.
That fucking hits.
All right. With a hit of 7.
Oh, he's dead. No.
But there is also a sneak attack of 5 and then also a 5.
That
so
poor,
it's 17.
I didn't even have to ask for your second roll because you rolled a fucking 22. Yeah, you put an arrow in the back of his skull, and it was such a clean shot that it went all the way through and, like, pinned him to a fucking tree.
And as I heard something Wong shout that, I go,
ha! Got him!
Make a stealth check.
17.
Every single one of them is going to roll, though, because you screamed that out.
That's okay.
Oh, the leader didn't see you. He didn't see you. That's a 12. Fuck! Wait, no! He saw you! That's an 18.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he saw you. That guy goes immediately, like, fuck you. So he, but he's
my hide
action. So hold on. He is looking at you, so you need to move. Oh, you need to move to a different spot first.
So how do I use my hide action?
So you'll use it once you get to a spot, like if you hide behind the tree.
I leap from a tree to another tree.
Like and you just like do it like in the bushes, like really fast. Make an athletics check. Let's see if this works.
Oh boy.
Or acrobatics.
Oh, yeah. That's totally what it was. 23. Yeah. Yep.
I was gonna say roll whichever one's higher. Yeah, you're able to do that and do it fast enough that he doesn't see. How, like, he doesn't, like, as he's turning, he didn't catch you jumping. So you take the hide action and you're hiding again. So he is aware, so from now on, you will have disadvantage on stealth checks. Because he is aware you are there.
Okay.
But he just
him, though, right?
Yeah, but only him. But he saw, because he knows you're in the trees. He just now doesn't know where.
You won't see shit for long.
All right, so that's your turn, Dong. You're Mr. Invisible.
You're right, not for long, because I'm about to hit him upside the skull with my great club.
You got up behind him?
I would like to get behind him if that gives me a little extra sauce on my swing.
Hold on, I want to make sure. How does this work? Because I'm going to turn invisible.
Speaking of sauce, I'm still hungry.
At the start of my next turn, and or if I make an attack roll or a spell.
So you are technically not a YouTube turn visible by the wording, but because I like to fuck around and find out.
Well, I could rush him as I turn visible.
Well, hold on. How do you think your hidden step works? Is it by God or is it by your natural you?
In this case, it is a gift given to me and the Firbolg people. My God.
Okay. Make a religion check to see if you can maintain it long enough to get behind him.
20.
Yes. Damn. Yeah, you definitely do. So ooh. I will allow you to where you got behind him. Just before this thing has... But just before just before this turned off.
All right. So, as I mentioned, great club, straight to the skull.
Okay. That is with advantage. That is with advantage.
With advantage. All right.
Bam.
So 23.
Well, fucking, you're hitting.
Well, the next one was 20.
You definitely hit. You hit.
yeah, we get it.
we got it. Are you going to attack with one hand or two hand?
Let's go two hand.
What is that? Two. Wait, hold on. Sorry. That? Wait. No, is your thing? Never mind. Forget it. Disregard.
Okay. Never mind.
So that was seven damage. Okay. Yeah. You definitely bonk him upside the head and spew blood all across the ground.
All right.
Anything else you're doing?
And then I say, you heard nothing.
You are nothing. Wow, you're just mean to
me. No, you heard nothing.
Oh, you heard nothing. The poor dog just kind of whimpers like. It's now the pack leader's turn. Shit. Well, so he's very angry seeing two of his men dead. One ran away and then was killed again and being made a fool of.
So he's very angry and once again yells at his men,
"Rip their fucking flesh off their bones!"
As these guys are going to attack again. And he's going to attack you, Daniel.
Okay.
So understand what he has a recharge factor. So I have to roll, I roll a d6 and he has to roll a 5 or a 6 to get it back. And he rolled a 6.
Okay. I don't know. Sure.
So
is he attacking? How is he attacking?
He is biting.
Okay.
First. So he's going to try and bite you. It's a fucking 2. Yeah, definitely a fucking hit. That's a 10. That, what's your armor class?
15.
That don't hit. He tries to stab you, misses. That didn't even fucking roll. That, I'll call that a roll. Does a 16, does a 20 hit?
Yeah.
So he was.
How is he attacking though?
With a dagger.
Okay.
Okay. So he's. Oh wait, no, dagger's d4. He hits you for 6 damage. He got you in the ribs.
Damn! 6 damage?
Blame D&D Beyond. I rolled his recharge on it, so you guys didn't know what was happening. This guy's going to attack. He's going to try and bite you, Eric. He, your armor class is 15. A 14 misses. A 6 misses with his stab with a spear. A 20 fucking 1 hits. Fucking Nick, finally. Finally making it interesting. he gets you a good 6, 3 damage. He hits you for 3 damage.
Okay.
Not you, Eric. Daniel, yeah. Eric.
I get hit for 6, he gets hit for 3, okay.
That's because he's in rage.
Oh.
It halved.
And you also get stabbed in the rib.
You also get stabbed in the rib. The gnoll kind of slices you across the bicep, Eric. Donk, he's going to... And I'm going to say, because he's surprised, he's just going to only be able to do a bite attack on you, because he's kind of just in a panic, like, ah! And angry, and kind of just bloodthirsty now at this rate.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit?
No. Yeah, of course it does.
Okay. Well, that's 3 damage anyways.
Can I get a reaction warding flare?
Sure, if you want to use it.
Is that how it works?
So if you want, you can use that, force me to roll again, and I will...
Oh, never mind.
You take like a lower number?
I'll save it since he's just biting.
Okay.
Yeah, just save it for something a little more spicy. Okay.
So he is going to, again, try and attack you. Eric? He's going to try and get you with his big boy sword. Does a 24 hit.
Jeez.
Damn.
5 plus 3, 8, 4 damage. So he slices you across the bicep, kind of making an X on your arm.
That bitch.
You want to take my arm off, huh? And try me, you little prick. Oh, shit.
This happened.
Then that 20. Fuck. All right, let's do this. That's a 3. That's an 8. So 11, 14, 7 damage. He got you pretty good. He got you right in the shoulder, and it kind of it dug in good.
Good.
This bad boy's turn again. Does a 16 hits you, right, Daniel?
How is he attacking?
He's attacking again. Bite.
Okay. Yeah, it does hit me.
That's 3 damage. Then he's gonna take out his dagger while he's kind of latched onto your shoulder. That's a fucking nat 1. He dropped his dagger. And now he's gonna just try and claw at you. That's a 3. Yeah, that don't hit.
Or that's only a 7. Got 3 damage.
You only got 3 damage.
I'm 10 HP left. Oh my.
This guy is now going to attack you, Eric. He's going to try and bite you. 14. Does that hit?
No.
Your AC is 14, right?
My armor.
So yeah, that does hit you. It does hit you. If it's the same or higher, it hits. That was his bite. So that's just a basic 4. That's 2 damage. He's going to try and stab you with a spear.
I'm assuming a 22 is going to hit you. That's a fucking didn't roll. Didn't roll any better. That's 2 damage again. Fucking rage bullshit. That's another 22. 3 damage.
We could use some heals over here.
Healing. Healing.
Give me a minute. I have to wait until it's needed. We only had a short rest.
Eric, it is your turn again.
All right. Doing the same thing.
2 hits.
Attack. Hit.
That fucking
19.
Hits.
Nice.
Nice.
7.
So that's 9 nice. Damage. Fuck yeah. You take it and you... There is now like a visible like separation in like a side of his arm. You can see the bone now at this rate because you're attacking the arm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now you can make your frenzied attack. You're like in a fucking bloodlust rage. Like, what are you saying as you're doing this shit? You have been taking like a brunt of a barrage of damage that did not hit. Like, how is your mental state right now?
The back of my mind, I'm thinking about my village that's been pillaged by the great white giants, and that sword is the only thing on my mind.
All right. As you're thinking of this, you just hear this loud yell come from the cave. This very loud grumble as a boulder is launched. Donk, make a acrobatics check or a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Oh, dexterity saving throw. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if this makes contact. Fuck. As you see this fucking ogre launch out of the cave, tossing a boulder at you two and only hitting this guy, absolutely fucking killing him.
Nice.
To be my cave now, puny pups. The goblins do not like you.
For the audience, that ogre that just came out of the cave just killed the archer right next to
Doc. Oh yeah, the fucking boulder. You hear this, him yelling, and this boulder fly right in front of you. Donk, you weren't even really prepped for it, and it just absolutely caved in this fucking Noel's head.
And I meant to hit you, blue man.
Well, I prefer what you actually did do.
I'm gonna crush you all.
And with that...
Nice shot!
Make another stealth check.
I don't give a fuck, bro. 25.
Fucking like they're in the trees. Fuck me. With that, Cal's like, well, that just got spicy. I guess I should take a little bit more serious now. As he kind of reaches into his jacket, pull out this vial and proceeds to stab it in his fucking leg.
Oh, call?
Roids.
Oh, snap.
So he stabs into his leg, and all of a sudden you see him float, and he just lunges at the ogre. But as you guys are looking at him, you can see that his eyes have turned blood red, and you see like blood tears are trickling down his face as he just starts wailing on this fucking ogre.
That's hot.
That's a 5 plus 8 is 13. That hits. And he stabs it right in the shoulder. And now it's something Long's turn.
Okay. I do my unarmed strike at the guy with the staff.
Spear.
So I'm going to roll hit. Gosh, freaking dang it.
I really don't understand why you're attacking the guy with the spear that's not attacking you. You shit your pants some more. Okay. He rolled another nat 1.
Nat 1 plus 5.
Rolling a sake. Gosh, dang it, dude. Okay, and then I do Fury of Blows to this, because he's attacking Eric, so I'm trying to help Eric out here.
And letting yourself get pummeled?
Well, I'm trying to help Eric, because he's low on health as well. So I'm going to do Fury of Blows. Screw it. I'm doing Fury of Blows on him.
Isn't the guy with the bow already, like, low health?
I don't know. Is he? I don't think I hit him.
I thought you hit him a couple times.
So Fury of Blows. I can technically attack two different people, right, Bill?
I'll allow it.
Okay, so I'm going to do a roundhouse Chuck Norris kick on this staff guy or...
Okay.
With the whole arm. 16.
That hits.
16.
Nice. Seven damage.
Yeah. Nice.
So you make contact with his jaw and you dislocate it. Like, you hear the sickening crack as his jaw kind of hangs loose.
And then I do a front kick in the guy's nards, the bow guy. Gosh, freaking dang it, dude.
Seven.
Does that hit?
That don't hit.
Dang it.
That don't hit, Chief.
No. Stupid. I am sucking right now.
Well, it is Alex's turn. So, Alex, what do you do?
You owed me.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the shot on the leader.
This bad boy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, take the shot.
20.
That's what you got?
Uh-huh.
Dang. That fucking hits.
5 plus sneak attacks. 3 and 5, so 13.
Okay, do you want to roll another hit to see if you crit, since you have advantage on it?
Oh, yeah, I do have advantage, true.
16 was the hit?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, so we'll just take that first. Just so
aim straight for his chest piece.
10, 13 damage. You hit him straight in the chest. I mean, damn near next to the heart. He is fucking struggling to stand right now. Make a stealth check for me, by the way.
12.
Uh-oh. That didn't roll. That rolled... Does he have anything? Nope. He rolled a 12, so he did not see you.
Yeah.
He thinks he knows, but he still doesn't see you hiding in the tree. I don't get how the fuck you stayed hit. This bullshit. Your turn.
Just my
turn, huh?
Yep.
Well then, let's see. Movement. Can I move to behind Bajaje?
You can
without
move,
opportunity of attack being triggered by what's his face?
You can move right here and heal him.
Okay, so that's my movement.
Yeah. Remember context for Eric and Alex and Daniel. Movement is its own separate thing. You can move and then attack and do all your other shit.
Right. So I'm going to use a cantrip.
Mm-hmm.
On Vajaje, since he's right next to me, I am going to... Hang on. Never mind. That's not a cantrip.
Well, you do have a bonus action spell.
I have a bonus action spell, but my plan was to run up, use this... Fuck. All right, we're going to have to do it this way. I'm going to use... Shoot. Okay, I'm going to have to use a different action than I had anticipated due to availability of spells. And I am going to just go ahead and great club the leader right there.
Okay.
Here we go. Well, that sucks.
Donk, did you drink sake? Because you shit yourself.
I'm sorry, guys.
I look around sheepishly because, as I'll find out later, everyone's going to talk about this sake, yet I did not drink the sake, so I'm not going to know how to explain why I shit my pants. I'm just going to be like, yeah, sake.
Yeah, sake.
And then I guess as my bonus action, I am now going to use healing word.
Healing.
On something Wong.
Okay, what are you saying?
God of light. send your rays and healing to something Wong. Let him be more vigorous.
Whoa!
Or something like that. Give him the vigor and vitality he needs.
Guys, there's something happening to my pants.
the poop, it's cleaning itself.
it wipes your ass for you.
So yeah, roll the healing.
Here we go. Oh, sorry, buddy.
What did you get?
5.
I rolled a possible 1 of 4.
What's your spellcasting modifier?
+4, so a total of 5.
Oh! Yeah, there you go.
Half the poop have in a my little pants bit of that. Gone.
Alrighty, so...
All the healing went to cleaning up your ass instead of your health.
Alright. Eric, it's your time to shine. So, the leader, realizing that this is not going well, he's lost most of his fucking men, and an ogre has appeared, right? Goes,
forward treatment now!
He snaps his finger as this portal appears. So it's behind you something. This guy's going to run away. Roll your opportunity of attack.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just roll 21 really quick.
Oh, that fucking hits him.
Yep.
How much damage you doing to him, though?
5.
You punched him and broke a few ribs, but he gets through, and he gets to the portal, and...
Dang it.
He's gone.
No!
This guy...
What about Eric?
...is going to run... Well, he wasn't next to Eric. This guy's going to run through. Eric and Daniel...
Wait a minute, Don't I get the...
You do. So Eric and Daniel roll to hit.
I got a 20.
20? You hit. So, Eric, roll 5. Your roll.
14.
That hits. Roll your damage roll.
8.
Oh,
8.
Yeah. This guy's fucking dead. Daniel, you kick him in the leg as he falls down, and Vahe cuts his head clean off. And he stumbles.
Get fucked!
and then the leader is going to just charge through and try to get to the portal as fast as possible.
Oh, don't I hit that guy too?
Eric, roll attack.
Do I roll as well?
Would I? Yeah, you get to... Yeah, you get
all
to
three
do,
of you, I
all
think.
All 3 of you. Hold on. Vahe hit. Vahe hit. I'm going to have you be the first.
Straight up d20 for opportunity, right?
It's just a normal attack. But...
A normal attack, okay.
Oh my god.
Dude, this guy's screwed.
Can I take Eric. His arm finally?
How do you kill him?
I rip his... I cut from his underarm through his neck and take his whole... Head off.
Okay, so as you do that, yeah, you cleave this fucking dude straight in two.
Nice.
Now we just have Big Boy.
I thought he was on our side because he helped us out.
Yeah.
He just fucking potatoed.
He rolled a nat 1, so I said, fuck it, he's gonna fucking hit the other dude.
Good dog scorn. Kill puny. Interrupt job.
So we can't convince this guy, really. He's already aggroed.
Not your turn.
Well, I mean, in general, is this a kind of creature that can be negotiated down at this point, or no?
Roll an insight.
All of us are just
chat. Whoever wants to see.
21.
Oh,
Donk, you definitely know he's too dumb to know anything other than orders given.
All right, sounds good. Taking him down.
Eric, it is your turn. You have one last turn of rage, mind you.
All right, how far away is that?
Oh, no. No, you don't. You're still enraged. That's right. Sorry, I read that wrong.
Far You're still away good to go. Is that troll?
He's like literally 6 feet away from you.
Can I use a charger attack, bonus attack, to knock over the creature?
You said bonus action? When you use a dash, use a bonus to make a willing trip creature. Yeah, but you're only 6 feet, so you're not going to get that bonus. Yeah.
Can I run away and lick my wounds?
If you want to do that, sure.
Fuck. Right. No, I can't leave the team behind. How do I...
I got your back.
Will I use the move if I move up to that guy and attack?
It's just a movement. It's just a movement. It's not an. It's not your attack action or something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let me move up and.
All right.
Try to knock that guy out. Red X. 5, 12, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Well, I will be the main shield.
Hey. It hits him. Roll for damage. Nice. Oh,
snap.
That's 11 damage. You bury your axe into his fucking fat belly.
Yeah. Are there worms that come out?
I'm gonna squash you like pimple.
As he says that, he's going to attempt to squash you like pimple and try and slam his massive meaty hands on your head.
Ooh.
Does a 22 hit?
Hell yeah.
It's 2d8. 6. 8. That's 14 plus 18. So you just took 9 damage, by the way.
Holy crap. All
right, time for me to roll out.
So his hands pound down on your shoulders, and you kind of hear a little bit of a
bone cracking action.
A little bit of your collarbone cracks a little bit.
Can I retreat? What's a retreat button?
It's not your turn yet. That's its turn. So Cal is going to go, and seeing you just get hurt pretty good,
everyone runs away.
Yeah, he runs away. Seeing this guy dead, yet cut in half, he's going to force the torso. Actually, no, he's going to force this thing to throw its spear. As you see the blood, as Cal kind of puts his hand towards the doggo, and it kind of sickishly, and you hear this behind you something, as you hear bones kind of crunching as it's forced upwards in this unnatural looking pose, as you hear this gurgle from its throat as it throws the spear at the ogre. That's gonna be a fucking hit with a direct 11. And I rolled a fucking 1 for damage. Fuck me, that's 3 damage.
Jesus. Useless.
The spear hit him in the knee. He'll never be an adventurer again. As Cal kind of like just goes, God damn it, thought that'd be a little bit more. And stabs down on the, oh, fuck me, this whole time I didn't even notice. Cal can attack twice in an action. Fuck! Well, he's gonna do it now!
That's our DM, by the way.
That's me!
That's the best we could find.
And I got a nat 20. Shut the fuck up, I'm helping you.
Good enough.
I don't believe you. Turn on your camera.
That is a 3. And then an 8. It's 11 plus 6. What's that? 17? That's 17 damage. And he stabs into the shoulder of the ogre again. Wow. And can attack again, apparently.
And so I tell him, this whole time you could attack twice?
I kind of forgot it's been an off day, okay? I'm sorry.
You suck.
Hey, I attacked. I hit him again with a 13. Do you want me to hit him or not?
Yeah, just don't shit your pants.
He knows his numbers.
Quick maths.
Fuck, that's another 3. Something, it's your turn now.
Okay, so the ogre is the last one, so I'm gonna run up to him.
The ogre, mind you, he is fucked up. He just got stabbed in the shoulder twice.
Okay, so I'm gonna run up and do my main attack, and I'm gonna try to hit him right in the kneecap.
All right.
Gosh dang! Oh, okay, never mind. That's a 13. I saw a 1 on my screen, and because it went to the bottom left of my screen. Okay, 18.
Instantly triggered.
Oh my gosh.
That hits.
Thank goodness. For 6, I'm going to hit him right in the kneecap.
You blew out his knee. He's fallen to his knee. Oh, he's barely standing.
So I'm like, you know, drunken master, right? So I'm like tiptoeing and like falling over. And I'm checking doors. Brown has kicked. And then right in the kneecap. Do you blows like, out his kneecap.
Do you like fall down and kind of quickly get back up?
Yes. Fall down, get back up, hit him in the kneecap, fall down again, and then I'm going to do my bonus action of an unarmed strike. Gosh dang it.
A 7.
You missed.
And I totally just whip my second roundhouse kick.
All right.
And that's it.
Alex, it's your turn.
Oh, wow. It's me.
It's your boy.
It's your boy, the tree camper.
You're still not detected.
Literally has taken no damage, hasn't been detected.
Shots fired. 24.
Oh, you fucking my hit. Gosh. You fucking hit.
Jeez. A 7, but also a bonus attack. Well, so actually, it's a 9.
Well,
with a 2
well,
and a Alex, 9. So.
Alex, calm down.
Alex, calm down. How do you do this?
Well, I just like to boom headshot.
As you pull back on your bow, you kind of get your thumb, because you use your because this is old times. There is no fucking reticles. You use your thumb as a reticle, and you line it up with the head.
Well, I actually was aiming for his balls because that's my signature killing move.
He went for the nuts,
but I missed, and I hit him in the head instead.
And as you guys are dealing with this,
the sake, Eric, you know, really hit me. My stomach doesn't hurt, but I'm small, so I'm actually tipsy.
Eric, you're fucking hurting. Dan, something, you're also hurting. And as you guys are thinking, fuck, this is going on for a long time, the ogre's head, a massive hole gets launched into it as an arrow from the trees finishes the ogre.
And sniper. I roll stealth tag just to see if anybody even from the party knows where I'm at.
Everybody roll perception.
Perception.
Gosh, dude, what are these low rolls?
6.
I still think he's in the original tree.
Where the heck is this guy?
Eric, you know where he is. Do you say anything?
Throw me a health pack.
I'm still here.
Medic. My dick. My right. dick.
So the combat is over. Eric, do you want to do anything with the guy that you made sure to take his arm off?
I pocket his sword.
All right. I will do that later.
Can I regather my arrows?
Yeah, you hop down from the tree and get your arrows, yeah. Actually, roll for me a survival check to see if you're able to successfully get those arrows.
9.
You get half of them.
Okay. Too easy. So I get 4 back.
So as you hop down from the tree...
Two.
Cal also kind of hops down from flying, and you see a bunch of these black veins on his neck and his face. His eyes are still blood red. And he goes, well, that was a lot more than expected, but my concerning thing is... I don't know who the gnolls were. I didn't even know the goblins had a fucking troll, but that wasn't even what we're supposed to be dealing with. So I think we are in a lot bigger issues than just what we originally thought. And as he says that, you guys all hear a sizzle, a crackle in the air, as all of a sudden... a legion... of enemies has appeared behind you.
Oh, shit! Holy crap. Guys, there is something wrong.
As you guys see, a bunch of goblins have appeared.
Well, I knew this was too easy.
Scotty, beam us up.
So, fuck, I gotta get back on my tree.
A horde of goblins have appeared, and this...
Who's that alien-looking fuck?
This tabaxi woman with holding scrolls and a wand chuckles, but that's not what really catches your eye. It's the massive clockwork robot behind
her. She has a dick.
She has a penis. and she looks at you guys, looks first at Cal, and goes, well, if it isn't Mr. Cal...
I thought it was Cal with a W.
Thanks.
Well,
I'll remember it now. Well, seeing as you took care of my biggest issue, I'm going to remove my other issue with you five being in my way. You will not get this city, and I will take it.
I killed your friends before, Cal, and I'll do it again.
Can I whisper to Eric?
Sure.
But hey, but JJ, whoever you are, can you figure out that sword you just picked it up? We could really use some help right now.
Well, how about this? Shut the fuck up and get in the cave. Now!
What do you guys do? You got 10 seconds.
Much better.
It has an arrow towards the cave.
We can funnel him in the cave.
You guys run into the cave?
Yep.
Yeah. It'll be easier to fight him in a bottleneck.
So as you guys run into the cave, you all run into the cave. Cal stays behind a little bit.
What the fuck smells around here?
Cal stays behind and looks back and says, "Fuck you." He goes, "Fuck you, you stupid fucking cat lady." And he slices his hand and puts his hand on the wall of the cave, and his hand glows red as then the cave fucking explodes and the entrance collapses in front of you guys. Cal then proceeds to pull out a torch and light it. He goes, "Anybody not capable of seeing in the dark?"
Can a monk see in the dark? I don't know.
Let's see. Maybe just use...
Eric,
anybody here worship a god of
have
light?
Dark vision.
That's what you're looking for. Something you don't. You don't have it.
I don't. Okay.
And Donk, you don't have dark vision. So you guys.
No, but guess what? I do have
this Badonka Donk.
Yeah, you have.
Nice. I have light.
That works.
Ooh.
I can touch one object that is no larger than 10 feet in any dimension until the spell ends. It'll last for an hour. I can give us an hour of light.
All right, and how do you cast the spell?
I feel around and I pick up like a rock that kind of fits perfectly round in my hand. And I just close my eyes, bow my head, and lift the rock high. And then as I open my eyes, it's a light just beams and fills the cave.
From the rock?
With light. From the rock.
Okay. As that's happening... you guys can see more now. The entrance does keep going further and further. And Cal, walking forward, kind of pats you on the back. Donk says, "Oh, clever. I see why Seguin liked you."
Well, now you guys have
seen the problem that we're facing and why I needed a little bit more muscle. And I gotta say, I'm quite fucking impressed. Don't know how the hell you got roped into this, but... you sure shit stuck now.
Well, I healed a guy that still had an arrow in his head, and then he died again, and...
Who the... What?
Then I busted these guys out of jail. But, yeah, thanks for the compliment.
You busted them out of jail? Then how are you on this mission?
I still want to know why it smells like shit in here.
Anyone want some sake?
Oh, actually, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Sake.
I'm just blushing, looking around, because like I still don't realize.
Sake in Alex's mouth.
Sake, and Alex is just like.
So, are we canonizing the fact that something's up with the sake that you have?
I think we should.
I think there's maybe. I don't know.
Alex,
maybe
Alex, drink or Alex, make a Constitution saving throw.
There you go. Maybe like a roll.
Constitution
saving throw. Yeah.
It'll either buff you or make you poop.
Something like
that. It's a half and half.
Yeah.
It's a 10 out of 20.
Uh oh.
What happened? Oh shit. Alex, you feel a rumble in your stomach. be cautious with your movements. Something might happen.
Are you sure this is the same sake you gave me earlier?
Yeah, this is the same bottle.
Okay,
I have
that
chitch.
When was the last time you
cleaned... Oh, you know what? I forgot
when was the last time you cleaned that bottle?
You know, it's been probably my whole lifetime.
I think we found the answer why it smells like shit.
I'm pretty sure it's coming from someone's pants.
No, it's the sake. It's definitely the sake.
Okay, so Cal kind of looks around and goes, shit. Y'all look a little fucked up.
Well, that was a breeze. I just hang out in the trees all day. Oh, fuck, took you guys so long?
Well, I have some potions that I can give you all. We can do that, or we can set up a camp, although that might be a problem because they know we're here. We might need to move faster and get past, well, the thing that we were trying to get past before we got ambushed.
So you've been in this cave before?
Yes, we... So, further ahead, we're going to run into an entrance, all right? There was a weird... When we found out about this weird magical signature, we were exploring, and I got a weird prick in the back of my mind, and there was an illusory wall. Touched it, and then it disappeared. Seemed like the magic is kind of fading away. So, whoever had lived here, or somebody was trying to hide it, and I went through there, and as we went down, there was three of us at the time. And we went down there, and there was an old cobbled walkway leading to this gilded gate, and it had some statues lying around, and we walked up to it, and a riddle appeared, right? And we were trying to figure it out when all of a sudden I heard the two others drop to the floor, and I had to fight my way out, and that... Tabaxi bitch, she was there. She had legions of goblins. I saw a few bugbears. There was that fucking ogre, and that big fucking robot bastard I didn't see before, so I'm a little concerned to the fact that she might have gotten into the damn city and is reverse engineering whatever the fuck is in there. So I think we need to be a little expedient, in my personal opinion, upon getting into this city.
This titty. All right. Well,
I have potions.
I have to level with you. I'm exhausted. I don't think I could cast another spell if I tried.
That's no worries, then. Because I did find something else that I don't think any of them know. There was another illusory wall that led to a little alcove. I found a note talking about a survivor. And he's the one that put up these illusory walls, made the riddle so nobody can get into the city because he feared for people getting hold of whatever's in there. We can set up camp if needs be. I do not know of the safety of this camp and if they know about it, though.
If need to be, I can stand watch.
I can stand watch. I don't need much sleep.
Neither do I, and I can see in the dark.
That would
sounds
be quite
good.
Useful.
Don't need to ask me twice.
So, looks like we got Firewatch figured out.
All right.
My favorite duty.
Well, then follow me.
I am kind of hurt.
Follow me. So, you guys are walking, and for future use, how do you guys line up? Who is in a line? Who's going to be up front? Who's going to be second, third, and fourth?
I'm staggering in the rear.
I'll go in the front.
I bet you are.
I'll be in the last.
I'll be dead center.
I'll take
her. Okay, so you're behind Alex. All right, so as you guys are following Cal, he's kind of keeping his hand on the wall, keeping his torch out. You can see those black veins that were on him earlier have kind of receded a little bit, and he's kind of walking along. And then as he's walking, his hand just phases through a wall. And you guys have been walking for a good solid 250, 300 feet, right? And his hand phases through a wall, and he's like, oh, found it. You guys want to get in here? I'll keep watch while you guys get inside.
All right.
So as I walk towards him, I just say, "When the heart is at ease, the body is healthy." And I walk past him.
Do you wait for a response or just walk right
by? Nope. I just keep going.
God, I hate this fucking cave. It smells like ass.
And there's no water. Yeah. There's no water.
Yeah, the cave. Definitely the cave.
And I
kind of do that. You notice my giant donk is a little more clenched than normal, and I kind of wobble.
I was gonna ask, do you have that like that little poop, the shame, the poop of shame walk? You know. Oh my god! So you guys are in. So you guys enter. it's kind of actually really fascinating. It's a full blown like little mini cave, right? But the cut on the stone is pristine, like magically cut. Like it is like straight lines and everything, perfectly cut to a perfect, like almost sphere, almost like it was just like thousands and thousands of triangles made to make a perfect sphere. And sitting in front of that is a little bit of a campfire set up. There's no tents or anything like that. And Cal walks in and says, "When I had to fight my way out, I found this spot by accident and definitely saved my life. So we can use this for tonight."
Are we taking a short or long rest?
What do you guys want to do?
I just pass out.
I need a long rest.
Everyone need a long rest?
Yeah. So it will... But remember, from what Cal told you guys, you got to be cautious. The Tabaxi lady did not have that robot when he first encountered her. So there's going to be a risk to reward for this action.
So what do you all think? Short rest, since we are kind of in danger, kind of in a rush.
I'm perfectly fine, whatever you guys choose.
Just know that watch. I'm not at my full ability if I don't get my beauty sleep.
What are you talking about? How much health is everyone at, Eric?
I'm full. I'm at 6 out of 40.
Passed out.
Dead tired. Eric, you.
Disregarding.
I can't even cast Cure Wounds on you. I'm sorry.
Disregarding the crack collarbone, he just fucking fell asleep on his shoulder. Just probably made it worse.
While he poots his pants on his
pants. So you guys are just going to do a long rest, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
I really need it if you want heals.
Let's do it. For the best of the party, I guess we must do a long rest.
So you guys are doing a long rest?
Let's do it.
Alrighty.
Alex and the...
Cal walks up and puts his hand on your shoulder, Shaquille, and says, just take a rest with your group. I don't know if you like them or not, but if you guys aren't fucking tight-knit, I'd advise getting fucking tight-knit, because whatever's going on here is a lot bigger than we thought. And if you
smells like ass, I'm gonna keep watch.
All right.
As he says that, I fart.
Yes.
And I go sit down in my corner and meditate.
All right. You hear a little squelching as he sits down.
And I fart again.
How do you rest, Donk?
I'm exhausted at this point. I'm not necessarily hurt, but I'm exhausted. I find the flattest, longest-looking rock, and I kind of just
weirdly enough,
slowly,
there's
softly
there's like
collapse
a,
onto it.
There is like a rock that's like cut out into the shape of a bed.
And there I go.
As you guys are doing that, Cal walks up and he kind of bundles up. He kind of pulls some dry twigs out of his trench coat, and he kind of snaps his finger a few times next to the fire and then lights up into a flame. So yeah, so you guys get your long rest, and we will continue from there.
With last session, we took a short rest at most. That reset like two things.
Yeah.
So all my healing stuff, because they're like more tanky, more powerful spells, I didn't have access to them anymore. That's why I had to be very strategic with how I was healing. So what my plan was, okay, run to Vajayjay, do the healing touch thing, and then use my spell as a bonus action to heal something long. But then when I got there, I realized that he has to be at 0 hit points for me to use that. So then I decide to like hit the ogre, but instead I shit my pants.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to Dungeons & Grunts. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed creating it, because we had a blast. If you enjoyed listening to this, please share it, as it will greatly help us grow. We'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback as well, so please leave a comment or review and let us know what you think. As a new podcast, we're still honing our skills, so please bear with us as we work to improve. And as a heads up, we will be releasing new episodes twice a month. So until next time, y'all take care.